Middle 60s for the evening and overnight. Clouds will begin to increase, but we will stay dry. Temperatures early tomorrow morning, just around 50 degrees inside and around the Beltway. Cloudy skies on your Saturday. Chance for a few light showers. Definitely not going to be a washout. Daytime high 60 to 65. We're in the 80s on Sunday and nearing 90 for the first time this year come Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin, the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunny and 58 in the nation's capital.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, dozens of protesters remain at an encampment at George Washington University.
Police in Montgomery County say the data on drones as crime-fighting tools continues to be encouraging. I'm Kate Ryan.
Most theaters can't help guests who can't hear well. This program might remove some obstacles. I'm John Doman.
The Dow is up 220 points at 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The cross-examination of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker highlighting today's Trump hush money trial. He's detailed the effort to catch and kill negative Trump stories. CBS's Errol Barnett says next up is Rona Graff, former executive assistant to Trump.
We expect her to take the stand next, and it really is the world closing in around Donald Trump. These are people who, as far as Pecker is concerned, sees himself as a friend of Donald Trump. He called Trump a mentor. Rona Graff would be Donald Trump's right-hand woman in much of this, so she's expected to be the next witness.
The Pentagon just said it will provide about $6 billion in long-term military aid to Ukraine. It'll include much sought-after munitions for Patriot air defense systems and other weapons. In China, Secretary of State Blinken says when he met with President Xi today, he raised concerns about Beijing's continuing support of Russia's military, but he acknowledged key steps in the war on fentanyl and other illicit drugs.
China's providing information to international law enforcement that can be used to track and intercept illicit drugs and their precursors. And our two governments recently agreed to share best practices on closing loopholes in our financial systems that the drug traffickers and other criminal enterprises use to launder money.
Pro-Palestinian protests into their second week at New York's Columbia University, and today a pro-Israel rally.
Free speech is one thing. If you want to protest Free Palestine from here till tomorrow, that's your right. But once you start saying bad things against a group of people, that's not acceptable. You can't.
The government's investigating last year's Tesla recall of its autopilot system. The software fix was supposed to make sure drivers pay more attention to the road, but there have been at least 20 reported crashes since. As we hear from WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit, there's news today about Ford.
Ford made $1.3 billion, earnings suppressed by the cost of launching a new F-150. That's money Ford CFO John Lawler expects to make back. Ford's Model E EV business still losing money, $1.3 billion in the first quarter.
And the adoption and economics of EVs are going to remain bumpy for a while, but they're here to stay.
Ford's commercial vehicle business saw its profits double.
Latest government inflation report shows a similar rise in prices to a month ago, and business analyst Jill Schlesinger notes,
with prices still high, consumers continue to spend. Personal spending increased by 0.8% on the month.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 219 points, NASDAQ up more than 300. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
103 on WTOP. It's Friday, April 26th. Sunny and 57 now as we head into the 60s. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. A protest that started yesterday morning at George Washington University is continuing today. Students continue to demonstrate against the war in Gaza. WTOP's Kyle Cooper is there.
Dozens of people slept in tents here in University Yard, escalating their protests when university workers put up metal fencing around the area this morning, closing it off so no one else could enter the encampment. Fearing arrest, some students moved to the sidewalk, but one student, Reem, says this isn't over.
We'll be here on the sidewalk supporting our comrades in the encampment until further notice.
At times, dozens of D.C. and GW campus police have been visible, but so far have not made any arrests. The university says students who remain in the encampment face disciplinary action. At GW University, Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Changes are coming to schools in Prince George's County. School leaders say new start and end times are designed to improve efficiency and to ensure that safe transportation is achieved for students getting to and from school. Most schools in the county will not see a change in start or dismissal times, or it'll be a minor shift of about 15 minutes. However, some schools will see changes as much as 45 minutes to their schedules. When you can't hear well, most live theater venues can be off limits to folks. WTOP's John Doman says a program being worked on at a local school could help to change that, as long as you have a phone and an internet connection.
Big theaters can pay a third party for captioning services that still require them to provide tablets or a downloaded app. Occasionally, they'll add a giant screen next to the stage for some performances. All of that can be obstacles for smaller theaters, though.
It's just these little barriers to entry that stack up.
But Timothy Kelly's trying to make those shows more accessible. The master student at the University of Maryland has come up with a program called Capster. After watching grandparents struggle to hear a performance at a children's theater, the captioning is online. Text can be color-coded for characters and translated into other languages.
We're trying to do this right and free.
In College Park, John Doman, WTOP News.
The Maryland Film Festival celebrates its 25th anniversary in Baltimore. WTOP's Jason Fraley talked with the festival director previewing the lineup.
It's just such a Baltimore institution and something that has really grown and become one of the biggest up-and-coming festivals in the country and certainly the preeminent festival in the Mid-Atlantic.
Director of Programming KJ Moore invites you to Dawn Porter's Luther Vandross documentary, Luther Never Too Much.
Which was one of my very favorite things at Sundance this year, but this will be the regional premiere of that film on opening night. It'll be an all-out Luther Vandross party with Jonathan Gilmore Project performing tributes to Luther Vandross afterwards as we kick off the festival for this special celebration.
The festival runs at the Parkway Theater from May 2nd to 5th. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
There's a new face of the franchise for the Washington Commanders. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is headed to D.C., the second overall pick in last night's NFL draft.
He was the Heisman Trophy winner. He put up eye-popping numbers at LSU. And the big thing is you saw him steadily progress. You know, he can do everything. He's not just a guy who does the flashy rushing highlights. This is a guy who can pass from the pocket. This is a guy who can lead your team and all the cerebral aspects of playing the quarterback position. This is a great pick.
WTOP sports anchor Rob Woodfork will have much more on the draft coming up. George Wallace will be here at 1:25. Just ahead on WTOP as we check money news.
Chipotle walks back the employee shift meal rule. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather on the way in 30 seconds.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC.
It's 108.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And welcome into Happy Hour. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. Got me all excited.
Exactly. Me too. Heck. If you're on the Beltway in Maryland, this is the interloop where you're slowing down, leaving Old Georgetown Road, headed up the hill toward Georgia Avenue. But the good news is your travel lanes are reported to be open and available, just crowded. Southbound BW Parkway headed toward 197, a single right lane gets you by the work zone. Northbound has some rubber decking delays approaching 197 toward 198. Traveling southbound on 301, leaving 50 as you head toward, at this point, Queen Anne and Mitchellville Road. We have the right lane blocked for the work zone there. Northbound Route 5 near the 301 split in Brandywine. The right lane also blocked for the work zone, and your delays are indeed building. If you're traveling on Pennsylvania Avenue, southbound between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, the left lane gets you by the work zone there. Doing some tree work again today. Traveling on Georgia Avenue in Wheaton at Windham Lane, southbound, that's where the left lane gets you by the work zone. In Virginia, the in loop is slow as you leave Route 7 Leesburg Pike, headed past the toll road toward the Georgetown Pike, but your travel lanes are open and available. Traveling on 66 westbound, starting to see a little more volume as you leave Nutley Street, headed toward 123, with your travel lanes open and available. I-95 southbound on the brakes briefly as you make your way past Dale City, headed toward Dumfries, where we had the work in the left lane. Northbound I-95, you're off and on the brakes anywhere between Triangle and 123, then again approaching Lorton toward Newington, with your travel lanes reported to be open there. Northbound on the Prince William Parkway near University Boulevard, the left lane gets you by the work zone. Your delays northbound on the Prince William Parkway, Route 234 bypass, are back to 28. If you're traveling at this point in the district, northbound DC 295, solid delays as you leave Pennsylvania Avenue toward Burroughs Avenue, where the right side remains blocked for the work zone. Outbound on the 11th Street Bridge, headed toward DC 295, that's where the right lane is blocked for the work. Inbound on the 11th Street Bridge toward M Street, the right lane and the ramp to M Street is blocked as a result of the work zone. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
As we move through the remainder of the afternoon, a good amount of sunshine with temperatures well into the 60s. Clouds will build this evening and into the overnight, but we do stay dry. Tomorrow, better chance for showers, mainly on the light side throughout the day. 60 to 65 degrees for a high. We're well into the 80s on Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Bright sunshine, blue sky, 58 degrees right now in Washington. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 110 on WTOP, Money News at 10 and 40 with Jeff Claybaugh.
Big Oil's reporting results. ExxonMobil's first quarter earnings missed estimates on falling natural gas prices. Same for Chevron, saying natural gas prices hurt its margins. Chevron's buying oil refiner Hess, a deal that'll close this year. Artificial intelligence happens in the cloud. Microsoft says demand for its data centers is outstripping supply. Microsoft has several data centers in Northern Virginia. So does Amazon Web Services. Home prices have risen 50% in the last 5 years. They have doubled in the last 10 years. A Redfin survey says 38% of homeowners who've owned their home for that long couldn't afford to buy it for what it would sell for today. The Dow is up 225 points, a half percent. The S&P 500 is up 63. That's a 1.25% gain. The Nasdaq's now up 353 points. That's more than 2%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
At LMI, they're reimagining the path from insight to outcome at the new speed of possible. Discover what you can achieve at www.lmi.org.
Just ahead on WTOP, drones as first responders, getting a positive response. It's 112.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now at 800-230-5174.
Still to come, there's a forecast out there of a quite active hurricane season for our summer. We'll take a look at that. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
I'm Katie from Long Roofing. Your shingles protect your home, but all shingles are not the same. Choose Long Roofing for expert installation, easy financing, the best warranty in the business, and the most superior shingles. We do roof replacement the right way, the long way.
Right now, get 50% off materials, plus no payments and no interest for 2 years.
Visit longroofing.com to get your free estimate today. Isn't it
time you got along? At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
1:15, thanks for joining us on a Friday. I'm Mark Lewis. Area police are praising a program that uses drones to respond to calls for service. WTOP's Kate Ryan explains.
The two drones, as first responders in use in Montgomery County, operate out of downtown Silver Spring and Wheaton. The average response time hovers around 1 minute, lower in cases when the drones are first on the scene. And Montgomery County Police Captain Jason Coquinos says, in one case, they got a call.
Hey, this guy is gesturing like he has a handgun.
Well, they deployed the drone as first responder for a closer look.
We were able to zoom in and see it was a cell phone, and he was actually scrolling through social media and then pointing it at people again.
Police were sent to the scene, but the drone had, in effect, already de-escalated things. There are hopes to expand the program to the Gaithersburg-Germantown area. The county executive's proposed budget includes more funding for the program. That budget is under review by the county council. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Bright lights can help you feel more alert and energetic. Researchers in Belgium used scanners to assess the brains of 26 healthy young adults as they perform cognitive tasks while exposed to different levels of light, ranging from total darkness to extremely bright light. The researchers found that higher levels of light improve scores on certain tasks, implying that when light levels are high, they influence brain cells to boost overall performance. With additional research, the findings could lead to light therapy treatments to also increase your mood and quality of sleep. Proposed legislation could prevent the government from tossing out an important fraud-fighting tool. Federal News Network's Tom Temin tells us the bill is also a chance to avoid repeating a bad mistake.
Hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in federal pandemic relief spending went to fraudsters. The oversight committee charged with preventing it didn't get the money to build a fraud prevention analytics system until too late. And a similar system was built for the 2009 financial crisis, but it disappeared when that oversight committee sunsetted. For why the government should keep the effective but late new tool, check out my latest column at federalnewsnetwork.com. Tom Temin, Federal News Network.
A quick look now at the top stories we're working on. Protests over the war in Gaza continue at George Washington University. Officials say demonstrators are trespassing and could face disciplinary action. A fourth day of testimony underway in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. Keep it here. Full details on these stories just minutes away. It's 1:18. Time for traffic and weather on the 8s. Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Mark. Folks, some work zones are picking up early and others are staying the same. Right now on the outer loop in Virginia between Leesburg Pike and I-66, we still believe the left lane is blocked for the work zone there. Inner loop slows approaching the Dulles Toll Road headed toward the Georgetown Pike with your travel lanes open and available. If you're westbound on I-66 leaving the Beltway, watch delays briefly passing 123 headed toward Route 50 in Fair Oaks. Traveling on I-95 southbound, briefly on the brakes, leaving Lorton headed down toward Dumfries. We believe that work zone that was in the left lane is now cleared and your travel lanes have been reopened. Northbound I-95 delays off and on between Quantico and 123. As you travel toward Newington and the Springfield Interchange, still some volume slowdowns there, but your travel lanes reported to be available. Outer loop in the local and through lanes as you head toward the Wilson Bridge. Nothing in the roadway except the volume as you head toward National Harbor. If you're in Maryland on the Beltway in Prince George's County, outer loop delays leaving Camp Springs headed toward Greenbelt, with your travel lanes reported to be open. Still southbound on the BW Parkway headed toward 197. A single right lane gets you by the work zone. Good news in Brandywine, northbound 5 near the 301 split. That's where the work zone is cleared and your travel lanes have been reopened. Just brief delays remaining there. Traveling on Pennsylvania Avenue southbound between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, still with the left lane getting you by the work zone. In the district, northbound DC 295, solid delays leaving the outbound 11th Street Bridge toward Burroughs Avenue, where the right side remains blocked for the work zone. And if you're traveling on I-695 eastbound, delays heavy past South Capitol Street toward the outbound 11th Street Bridge. That's where the right lane is blocked for the work. Save on tropical flavors at Whole Foods Market. Get 5 yellow mangoes for $5 with Prime through April 13th. While supplies last, shop in store or online. Terms apply. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
All right, let's check the 7 News First Alert forecast as we head into the weekend. Jordan Evans is joining us live now. Wow, we are really going to be warm on Sunday, but some really cool temperatures in here tomorrow.
Yeah, today, tomorrow, it's on the cooler side. We'll stay in the 60s. And tonight, chilly once again, 40s, even some low 50s. Some drier air has moved in over the last couple of hours. So compared to this morning, you step outside, you'll notice it is quite dry. At least the winds aren't too high, but temperatures with that drier air and sunshine still may climb into the upper 60s, close to 70. Right now, we're at 65 across parts of the DMV. As we go into tomorrow, we'll stay in the low 60s with cloud cover, that southeast wind, but it is Sunday. You're correct. Temperatures warm quickly. We're jumping about 20 degrees. Highs in the 80s starting Sunday through middle of next week. Monday will be our warmest day of the year so far, closing in on 90. And if we get to 90, it'll be our first time at least reaching that in April in quite some time as well, as about 2.5 weeks ahead of schedule. Average first 90 is May 16th. Right now at 62, Silver Spring, 59 still in Ashburn, and Upper Marlboro, 58 degrees.
The forecast brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. It's 122.
Transparency and trust makes buying a car at Fitzgerald Subaru, Gaithersburg, and Rockville a great experience. It all begins with a low price in writing posted on the window of every car. There's no haggling to get the low price or to know the monthly payment. It's all right there on the window. No haggle, no hassle. Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg and Rockville. Call 888-FITZMALL today. Transparency you can trust. That's the Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
Hey, Verizon customers. Want the best in-home Wi-Fi? X marks the spot. It's never been a better time to switch. Get Xfinity Gig Speed Internet for the lowest price ever with unlimited data included. So you can stream, shop, chat, game, and work on all your devices all at the same time. Now through May 14th, new customers can get Xfinity Gig Internet for only $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add one line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited. For savings more than $800 over Verizon in your first year, X marks the spot. Switch to fast, reliable Xfinity Internet and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Gig Internet and one Xfinity Mobile Unlimited line versus Verizon Fios Gig Internet and one welcome plan line. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Reduced speeds after 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
This is WTOP News.
123, forecasters at the University of Pennsylvania are predicting a hyperactive hurricane season.
High sea surface temperatures in the North Atlantic and an anticipated moderate La Nina weather formation in the Pacific have combined to create the perfect conditions for tropical storms. UPenn is predicting 27 to 39 named storms this year. The program has been fairly accurate in its 15 years, but when it's been wrong, it's usually underestimated the number of storms.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Devin from Missouri asks, my mother is 70 and is currently on Medicaid. Thankfully, she is still living independently. She has two annuities that are worth about $200,000. We're concerned about the upcoming required minimum distributions. Should she start withdrawals now? Well, Devin, I'm not sure that I would accelerate anything. I probably would just take them as scheduled. But here is the thing, and this is a big one. You must check with your state to see how much money can be in your mother's name without jeopardizing her Medicaid eligibility. That should actually be your first call. Good luck.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
125, George Wallace is here, and things are looking pretty good so far with the draft.
So far, so good. Number two overall pick, get your quarterback. Today, you want to see some offensive linemen come off the board.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you, actually. Well, we agree a lot, but I agree with you even more now. Rounds 2-3 tonight, picks at 36 and 40 plus three third rounders. For the Commanders, last night it was unanimous. Jaden Daniels with a number two overall pick. Adam Peters. And the front office, coaching staff, especially Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator, how fired up is he?
Cliff had a lot of input in the process, and he, when we went out and did all the pro days, he was with us the whole time. And so we had a lot of time together to talk, just talk philosophy, talk quarterback play, just talk about the players. And so he was a very, very, very big fan of Jaden, like all of us, and he is extremely fired up.
There you go. He's going to have a good quarterback at his disposal, work the offense around him, and then we'll see what happens from here on out. Six quarterbacks taken last night